May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope you had a peaceful and joyful Christmas morning as we welcomed the birth of the Christ child. But Christmas isn't over yet. In fact, Christmas lasts for 12 days, from Christmas morning through till Epiphany on January 6th, when the wise men arrive at the manger. Despite our secular culture's beliefs, the 12 days of Christmas are not the 12 days leading up to Christmas at all. They come after Christmas morning. The fascination with the 12 days of Christmas is pretty widespread, with businesses all jumping on board with special advertising and giveaways. And I'm sure you've heard the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, before, with all of its variations and covers. But did you know that some hymnologists have suggested that it has Christian roots? Fact or fiction, we may never know, but the story of the 12 days of Christmas has an important message for us as we celebrate the Christmas season. In the early church, in the first few centuries, there was a lot of persecution of Christians by the Roman emperors. So they developed a series of symbols and codes to help them worship in secret. You may be familiar with the Jesus fish, which is certainly one of the most popular and long-lasting of those symbols. Well, in England in the late 1600s, Roman Catholics were under threat for practicing their faith. And over time, a story came about that the lyrics of the 12 Days of Christmas were actually a Christian code, similar to that of the early church, that allowed them to talk about and share their faith without getting into trouble. This was especially helpful for young Christians who were just starting to learn about their faith. So today, we're going to do something a little different, and we're going to take a look at the symbolism of the 12 days of Christmas. And I'm not going to sing it, don't worry. The song begins with the lyrics, "On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me." The true love in the song is supposed to represent God, the one who loves us above all others and wants every good and perfect gift for us. The song then breaks off into the 12 items that are given by the true love. The first item is the partridge in a pear tree. Now, it may not come as a surprise that the first gift God gives us is his son, Jesus Christ, who will later be crucified and die on a tree. God loves us so much that he sent his only begotten son at Christmas. And that is the first gift from our true love. If we were to sing the song in its entirety, this gift would be repeated 12 times, making it by far the most important gift in the song. The second gift is two turtle doves. We actually read about a pair of doves in our gospel reading today, when Mary and Joseph bring Jesus to the temple for the purification rites. The law of Moses required that the firstborn male be consecrated to the Lord, and that a sacrifice of a pair of doves or two young pigeons must be offered. The two turtle doves in our song stand for the covenants made with God in both the Old and the New Testaments, bringing the two together as the overarching story of Christ. The third gift is three French horns. It is said that the horns stand for faith, hope, and love. In the popular Corinthians reading about love, often read at weddings, we are told that, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." Love is the heart of the Christian message. We are called to love God. We are called to love our neighbor. And God's love for us knows no bounds. The next gift is four calling birds. which stands for the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It is in these Gospels that we learn about the birth, mystery, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We read stories about miraculous healings, sometimes confusing parables, the travels of Jesus and the disciples, and the sharing of bread. We learn that the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. We learn that to love our neighbor is one of the greatest teachings of Jesus, and that we don't get to choose who our neighbors are. We learn that Jesus loves us so much that he was willing to die on the cross for our sins, so that we could enjoy eternal life. The four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are the most important books a young Christian will ever read. They are the heart of the Christian faith. They are the good news that we are called to share. The fifth gift is five golden rings. The golden rings are associated with the Pentateuch, also known as the five books of Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The Pentateuch is a gift from God who cares enough about his people to tell them how they can live in a covenantal relationship with him. Rather than walking in confusion and darkness, these five golden rings tell us that God loves us enough to give us a law to follow, loves us enough to show us what is evil and what is good in this world. So knowing the first five books of the Bible was important. The sixth gift is six geese a-laying. The sixth gift is meant to represent the 6 days of creation. God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, resting on the seventh to give us a Sabbath day. These 6 days of creation teach us about all of the beautiful things that God has created. All of creation is to be respected and treated with care, and indeed to be approached with wonder. We were created to be stewards of this creation, and as Christians, that is a job we should take very seriously. We are to care for the earth, not abuse it. We are to defend the earth, not take advantage of it. We are to celebrate the glory of God's creation and our place within it. The next gift is seven swans a-swimming. The number seven stands for the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, namely prophesying, serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leading, and showing mercy, as listed in Paul's letter to the Romans. Each of us is given a gift of the Holy Spirit according to our abilities and the grace given to us. And we are supposed to use these gifts rather than keep them to ourselves. As part of the body of Christ, we are called to share our gifts and work together to bring about the kingdom of God. The eighth gift is one of my favorites. It stands for the eight Beatitudes. The Sermon on the Mount is one of my favorite passages in Scripture of all time. The Beatitudes teach us so many things, and I won't go into detail about them right now because I could preach a whole sermon on them. But I want to say how revolutionary these teachings are, how radical they are. They fly in the face of just about everything that our society values, everything we measure as success and importance. It is so crucial that when we are teaching the faith to others, the Beatitudes are central to that teaching. And so they are the eighth gift in our song. The ninth gift is nine ladies dancing, which stands for the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. These are love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These gifts of the Holy Spirit are meant to combat the worldly desires of the flesh, which can pull us away from God. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are meant to bring us closer to God and help bring about the kingdom on earth. The tenth gift is 10 Lords a-leaping, which is meant to stand for the 10 commandments. The commandments given to Moses by God are one of the foundations for the Christian faith. So perhaps it's no surprise that this is what the 10th gift means. The second last gift, the 11th, stands for 11 faithful disciples. Of course, we know that there were originally 12 of them, but then Judas betrayed Jesus. The apostles were a very important part of Jesus' ministry, and they were all chosen specifically by Jesus to help carry out his mission of spreading the gospel. These men weren't perfect examples of how to live out the faith. Remember, even Peter denied knowing Jesus 3 times. And they weren't necessarily the quickest either when it came to understanding who Jesus really was and what his message was about. But these 11 faithful disciples are an example to us that even though we too are imperfect, God can call us to do great things. And finally, the 12th gift. The final gift is 12 drummers drumming. This one stands for what many people would consider to be a myth. Some people believe that the Apostles' Creed was created by the 12 apostles, contributing one line, thus forming the creed. So the 12 drummers drumming stands for the 12 lines of the Apostles' Creed. This creed encapsulates the major points of our Christian faith. And at various times during the church year, we recite it on Sunday mornings. Learning the Apostles' Creed is an integral part of Christian formation. So whether it was created line by line by the apostles or not, the final gift still represents our beliefs in God, His Son Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the wider church. You may be surprised to know that every year since 1984, a group of economists have figured out how much it would actually cost to buy all of the things on the 12 Days of Christmas list. It's called the Christmas Price Index, and it's used to measure inflation and the increasing cost of certain goods. In 2016, for instance, if you were really going to buy everything on that list, including hiring drummers and dancers and milking maids per hour, it would run you almost $35,000. Compare that to 1995, when you could get away with the whole set for just under $16,000. And the most expensive item by far is the swans. 7 swans, whether they a swim or not, will cost you over $13,000. Now, I'm not expecting any of you to run out and try to buy swans or rent drummers and dancers, but I want to point out the great cost of these gifts to highlight the importance and worth of the gifts that God, our one true love, has given us. All of the items that we've talked about during the course of this song, like the Gospels, the Beatitudes, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and more, all attest to the overwhelming love that God has for us, and all of the gifts that He has given us to help us lead a good Christian life. Being a Christian is certainly not easy, but we are also not lacking in help and guidance if we know where to look. The 12 Days of Christmas isn't just a silly song to sing around the holidays. It is a reminder that we are God's beloved, and that He has given us everything, including His own Son, so that we might grow closer to Him and spend eternity with Him in heaven. So as we enjoy the Christmas season leading up to Epiphany and celebrate the 12 days of Christmas, remember who you are and whose you are. No Christmas price index can put a price tag on that. Amen.